San Juan County Commissioner Phil Lyman is back in federal court this week. He's being sentenced for organizing a protest ride into Recapture Canyon last year. The case is often compared with the prosecution of another person who challenged authority, climate change activist Tim DeChristopher. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Phil Lyman is a southern Utah county commissioner who led dozens of ATV protesters into a closed canyon. He's become a hero for some of Utah's sagebrush rebels, and that's prompted comparisons with Tim DeChristopher. He's the climate activist who served nearly 2 years in prison, also for protesting federal lands policy. Lyman himself commented on the idea last June.
I will say this, that comparisons come up a lot. I don't think it's fair to either one of us. I think Tim DeChristopher is a much braver person than I am.
Lyman was standing outside a closed-door session at the state capitol where the Constitutional Defense Council was considering using taxpayer money for his legal defense. That's when Lyman commented on DeChristopher.
He went in and falsely signed an affidavit, went in and bid on $14 million in contracts. That takes a lot of guts. My hat was off to him then. My hat's still off to him. I thought he was over-prosecuted at the same time.
The comparison hasn't been lost on DeChristopher either. But like Lyman, he says the cases are fundamentally different. DeChristopher was at a White House protest this fall when he said in a telephone conversation that civil disobedience is for the powerless.
It's hard to say that it's civil disobedience when it's someone inside the power structure who is refusing to follow law. Whatever Phil Lyman was doing as a part of that power structure, he wasn't doing that.
DeChristopher started a support organization called the Climate Disobedience Center, and he remains on probation until next spring. Meanwhile, Lyman's attorneys recently filed court papers calling the recapture ride a mistake, but prosecutors are still seeking at least 10 months in prison. The county commissioner's sentencing is scheduled for federal court on Friday. Judy Fays, KUER News.